I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Yeah, the show is about to begin, and it's about time. Oh, man, I'm running late. I mean, it's like Wednesday night as I record this, man.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, boy, you'd better enjoy the show. This has been a wild week, and I've been trying to get the show together because of that. And, oh, man, it's just been nonstop. Okay, let me catch you up. I had a crazy weekend last weekend, so I couldn't do the podcast. Then, Monday morning, two things happened. One, I started a brand new job at High Point Regional Health Care. Health System, that's it. High Point Regional Health System. See, I'm so new, I'm still getting the name of the business straight. I've got my little badge. Let me look at my little badge. Yes, indeed, High Point Regional Health System has the smiling face of Dr. Bill right on the front of the badge there. And I started that Monday. Well, then, same day, right after work, I have to rush over to the church to work with Vacation Bible School, which of course takes up all the time there. And then yesterday I had to do the same thing again. Basically, I didn't have any free time. By the time I drug in after Vacation Bible School and doing all the doings that I had to do there, I pretty much just wanted to go to bed. Tonight, see, last night I was teaching the youth. Tonight, I'm actually free. So I just had supper at 8 o'clock and 8:30 or so in the evening. And here it is, 8:48, as it says on my DVR up there on top of the TV. And here I am recording the podcast. Now, this is podcast number 93. And as I say, I'm recording it on June the 20th. So now you know, this is officially the latest version of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, you have ever heard in terms of the record date. And because of that, we're going to have a very unusual podcast because of a couple of things, actually. One, the Game Master, my son Benjamin, left his headphones at the church where he is doing VBS stuff. He's actually being a robot. We'll have to talk to him a little bit later. In the next podcast, I guess, about that, because of him doing that role of a robot, which he looks very cool. You know, I'm going to get a photo of it and put it on the blog. It looks so cool. Anyway, flashing lights in the whole nine yards. So, with him being a robot, he's wearing his headset as part of his robot outfit. And the metallic gray of the headset is blending very well into the metallic gray of the skin tone they've painted him. So you can imagine, he looks pretty cool. And the silver hair, spiky silver hair, he looks like one of his anime characters. So anyway, we'll have to get a picture and put it on the blog of the Game Master. He looks like one of his game characters. Anyway. So, because of all of that, he's not even here. I had to come home early. They're still at the VBS. He's there. The headset's there. He's not here, so he can't do the podcast. So, he and I just agreed, okay, look, let's just do the next one, okay? Because, here's the other problem. By not doing the podcast over the weekend last weekend, that means all the blogging I did last week and all the blogging I did this week, I've got to somehow squeeze into the podcast I'm recording right now. Because of that, we won't have any of our normal geek culture. Dude! Other than me being a little bit hyper and crazy and so forth, which is probably geek culture in and of itself. The doctor goes wonky! Anyway, So let's just dive in, shall we, to all the things we've got to talk about on the Computer Curmudgeon, the blog. Now, that would be the blog that is located at
thecomputercurmudgeon.com.
That, of course, being the long version of the URL, there is a short version, and the one that I'm actually preferring quite a bit these days, which is drbill.cc for Computer Curmudgeon. Isn't that just so much simpler than thecomputercurmudgeon.com? Thought I couldn't do it anymore, did you? Because I had the recording, but I can still do it. However, drbill.cc is just so much easier anyway. All right, first item since the last podcast was Microsoft releases 15 security patches. Actually, they've released a few more since this blog entry. Yeah, let's move along. VMware announces virtualization product for the Mac. This goes back to June 13th, so I know it's a little bit old news-wise as well. But it is really cool because the VMware product is going to take on, or is taking on, the Parallels product for the Mac for virtualization. So I'm curious to see how that's going to go. All right, next item. I'm going to try to get through these quickly because there's so many of them. North Carolina, my home state, the state that I am sitting in right now. Actually, I'm sitting in a portion of it, not the whole state, okay? Yeah. Anyway, but I live in North Carolina. I am North Carolina born and bred, born in Thomasville, North Carolina. And I'm sure there are some of you who can hear the accent and know that I am a Piedmont North Carolinian. Okay? It actually gets worse. My accent gets much worse if I'm not doing a podcast, because when I do a podcast, I tend to slip into the official FM DJ voice a little bit, just a hint. You know, whereas while I'm talking, I tend to say North Carolina, you know. So, anyway, I know some of you in, like, England and Hong Kong are going, what'd he say? Never mind. Anyway, North Carolina penalizes a private fuel saver. Now, the state of North Carolina is actually relatively progressive when it comes to encouraging alternative fuels. Our governor, Mike Easley, says very clearly that he is for alternative fuels. Unless you actually use them, it seems. This particular guy, Bob Textera in Charlotte, North Carolina, a musician and guitar instructor, spent $1,200. Now, check this out. He spent $1,200 of his own money to convert his 1981 diesel Mercedes to run on plain old vegetable oil. So he had to get this conversion kit. He had to set it up. He then put a bumper sticker on his car that basically told off OPEC. He says, goodbye OPEC, on the back of his car. Gotta love that. Okay, so I'm really down with this guy. I like this guy. He then goes to his local Costco, which he is an official member of, and he buys 5-gallon jugs of soybean oil. Now, think with me here. Soybean oil is an alternative fuel source. It is a replaceable fuel source. It is not something you have to drill in the ground for. You can actually plant it and harvest it and grow it again and again and again and again and again. About as renewable a fuel source as you can get. And he's pleased. He's happy. He's running his car. He's smelling like French fries. The whole nine yards. He's being a good American. Yes, indeed. Flying the red, white, and blue with his goodbye OPEC sign on the back. Gotta love it. But not the North Carolina state government. No. They fined him last month $1,000. A fine. Why, you ask? Because he wasn't paying motor fuel taxes. Now, think with me here. Alternative fuel means you're using something that doesn't go through the fuel system, right? Meaning going to your local service station, which is where they charge the fuel taxes, right? So, He didn't expect he had to pay fuel taxes. That was one of the benefits. He was already paying much more money, actually, for the 5-gallon jugs at Costco of soybean oil than he would have paid for regular diesel fuel. So he's actually going out of his way, not because he's saving money. See, this is the thing. He's already spent $1,200 to convert his car. And now he's going to Costco to buy the soybean oil simply so that he's not using foreign oil products whatsoever, and he's not using any kind of foreign fuel. He went to the trouble to make sure that the soybeans were grown in the USA. He checked it out so he could officially be through with foreign oil. But North Carolina said, dude, you're not paying any motor fuel taxes. Well, of course not. So, he's been told to expect another $1,000 fine from the federal government. Now, see, remember, the federal government is also for alternative fuels. Something's wrong here. So, the folks down in Raleigh are trying to get him exempt from the state taxes, at least, if not the federal. I mean, come on, folks. This is silly. Anyway, I was a little ticked off about that. You know, I kind of wish I was putting my own vegetable oil in a car and thumbing my nose at OPEC, but I got a regular old car, you know? I mean, I don't have a Mercedes that can be converted, so there you go. Anyway, here's another deal, and that is the Microsoft protection racket. Whoa. Microsoft is sticking it to as many Linux dealers, meaning people who are selling Linux distros, as will roll over and play dead and wave their feet in the air and say, oh, please, Microsoft, don't sue me, please, don't sue me. Bunch of turkeys. Anyway, we know Microsoft doesn't have a leg to stand on. They're not going to sue anybody because they couldn't win in court anyway, and it would make them out to be the bad guy they really are, so get a life, guys. Don't cave into Microsoft's protection racket. Okay. I'll step off the soapbox just for a few minutes at least. Anyway. But here it is. Another distro has fallen for Microsoft's protection scheme. And this one really pains me because I am a Linspire insider. Have been for years and years and years. I really hoped they would be able to pull off a distribution that was Windows-like enough to win over the masses to Linux, and that's why I was supporting them. But now they have caved to Microsoft, and they are paying the protection racket for Microsoft, and thus losing my support. Yes, they have officially lost Dr. Bill's support. Now, I know that Kevin Carmody is probably upset about that and pulling out his hair even now. Yeah, right. He doesn't even know who I am. Oh, excuse me. I choked myself up over that one. Anyway, no, I know they don't care, but still, I have my principles, and I'm not going to knuckle under to Microsoft's protection racket scheme, so I would encourage you not to do it yourself. Therefore, don't buy Linspire. And don't buy Novell Susi. And don't buy Zandros, because they've all caved to Microsoft. Now, Susi, I might cut a little slack, because they worked out a whole separate deal before this whole thing ever came up. They didn't actually cave to the protection racket. So I'll cut them just a little slack and let them go, but not the other guys, okay? Now, there's an item coming up a little later where Mark Shuttleworth with Ubuntu has officially said he is not caving the protection racket. He is the man. Okay? From now on, that's it. Ubuntu is my distro. I like it. I like the distro, but I also like the fact they're not caving. We'll talk about that a little more detail briefly in just a few minutes. Next item, Safari for Windows. Apple has released the beta version of Safari, their web browser that they have on the Mac, for Windows. Now, I hear, I've never used Safari on the Mac at all, but I hear that people don't really use Safari that much on the Mac because it's slow and bloated. So you gotta think the Windows version is pretty slow and bloated too. So I don't know. I haven't downloaded it. I am so happy with Mozilla's Firefox that I just can't see downloading Safari. Know what I mean? Just not happening for me. But who knows? If enough good reviews come out, I might just have to do it. So anyway, let's move along here. Next item, Microsoft Windows Home Server Beta RC1 is out. Now, I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this Microsoft Windows Home Server product, which we'll call WHS, because it's easier to say than the whole long name. Anyway, WHS is a retooled Windows Server 2003 with new services, including one that pools multiple hard drive spaces together as an easier-to-manage partition and browser-based management software, whose ambitious goal is to be easy enough to be understood by the same guy that loses the remote under the couch every week. Right. Anyway, it's out, and you can try it, and that should be interesting, to say the least. Alrighty, it's... Yep, that's the drum roll. It's time for the Geek Software of the Week, and this is a really interesting one. It is Heidi Sequel. Now, it's not a movie about a little girl that dances across the screen that interrupts football games. No, it's not that at all. If you didn't get that reference, don't worry about it. You've got to be as old as I am to remember it. Anyway, the point is that Heidi Sequel is not anything related to the movie Heidi. It is, in fact, a SQL management utility for Windows. It is free, and you can use it to manipulate your MySQL databases with the greatest of ease. It will generate SQL reports, exports. It will synchronize tables between databases. It will manage user privileges. It will import text files. It will export table data as CSV, HTML, and XML. It will browse and edit table data using a comfortable grid. It will batch insert ASCII or binary files into tables. It'll write queries with syntax highlighting. The next version will even have code completion. It will monitor and kill client processes and much more. Yes, there's much more. Anyway, all of that in a free utility that is the Geek Software of the Week. All right, now we're finally to the item that I was talking about, that Ubuntu is now officially my favorite Linux distribution for the desktop. I'm still a little partial to CentOS on the server. I set up an Ubuntu server. I ran the blog off of the Ubuntu server for a while. It was nice. You know, it was fine. But I just missed CentOS, so I went back to CentOS, okay? I'm just used to it. I like the tools that I have with it. I've just got it doing just what I want it to do. You know what I mean? It's just what I want. So I went back to CentOS. I'm back to CentOS Linux on all my servers in my web server business, which I do on the side. I'm working full-time now for the High Point Regional Health System, as I mentioned earlier. I want to make that very clear in case my boss is listening, Thomas. Yeah, I'm working full-time for you. Don't worry. But I've still got a few people out there on the old web servers that are still running happily. And since they're Linux, I don't have to do anything to them. So, I mean, you know, hey, easy enough. You know, it's kind of an after-hours thing. Anyway, Ubuntu has done the right thing. Mark Shuttleworth wrote in his blog that indeed Microsoft is evil. It is a protection racket, and they're not going to have any part of it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So there you go. All right, now we've got, I guess you could consider it a new feature. It's not going to be a weekly feature, although the name implies that it is. You know, I just don't want to put a lot of pressure on myself, know what I mean? I'm just not going to do that. But the name just rolled off my tongue, and so I wrote it down. The Windows Tip of the Week. The Windows Tip of the Week, and that is eliminating the Windows Update pop-up. Now, this came up my first few days at work. in my new position, we had a situation where we had users who were using Citrix. I'm the Citrix administrator there at High Point Regional. And we had users running Citrix. And, of course, they're non-privileged users, right? So a Windows update had run on the server, and they were being prompted every 15 minutes, please reboot the server, please reboot the server. And even if they tried, if they went over and said, okay, let's reboot the sucker so it'll leave me alone, they didn't have privilege, so it was grayed out. So the guys all came to me and said, hey, Dr. Bill, know anything that you can do about this? And I said, well, you know, we didn't have this problem at CCL because we did Windows updates a little differently. We actually turned off the automatic updates on the Citrix servers and just did them all manually, you know. We had a lot fewer servers, too. So, anyway, we didn't have that issue. But I went on the web, good old World Wide Web, and I did a search on Google, good old Google, and I found a solution. You go into the Group Policy Editor. You go into the Computer Configuration, the Administrative Template, Windows Components, Windows Update, and you double-click on No Auto Restart for Scheduled Automatic Updates Installations. Set that to Enabled and click OK. But you're not done yet. Double-click on Re-Prompt for Restart with Scheduled Installations. Da-da-dum. There's the culprit. In the Settings window, choose Disabled and click OK, and voila! Of course, you have to close the Group Policy Editor. You reboot. We haven't been able to do that yet, obviously. And when the group policy goes into effect, then you won't be bothered with those things again anymore, ever again. At least that's the theory. I certainly hope it's true. I wouldn't want my first big solution at work at the new job to be one that was like, Dr. Bill, didn't work, dude. But it's an officially supported Microsoftian thing. It's just that Microsoft doesn't publicize it. They don't document it. It's just they're buried in the Group Policy Editor. So there you go. Your Windows tip of the week. All right, next item, Mandriva Linux, which used to be Mandrake, refuses Microsoft's protection racket as well. Yes. And they, in their blog, said pretty much the same thing that Mark Shuttleworth did, that Microsoft is spent, adjust the mouth there. Microsoft is spreading fear, uncertainty, and doubt, FUD. They called them FUD propagators. I love that. And that Linux and open source are not in a breach of any patents. So there, Microsoft. Another major Linux distro that is going to you. I love that. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, next item. Adaware 2007 Free is out. A whole brand spank new version of the great LavaSoft product Adaware. The free version for home use is out. And it looks very, very cool. I've downloaded, I've installed it, I've used it, and it's very good, very cool. So I'd encourage you to go get the new free version. There's a link in the blog. And if you pay for the paid version, it does all kinds of things that are very cool too. But, you know, I like free. What can I say? So I'm still using the free version. Eventually, I may get around to the paid version, but so far, I'm kind of liking the one I'm using now. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, somehow we've managed to get through all the items on the blog. Even though it was nearly 2 weeks worth. Well, week and a half of blog entries. Now, you realize, of course, the problem with this. Some of you, at least, are nodding your heads. Yes, you understand. The next podcast is going to have less in the way of blog entries because there's not as much time between now and the weekend in order to blog. So I see a couple of things happening. A, it's going to be a very short podcast. B, I'm going to have to put the podcast off until later, not do it on Saturday, which is entirely possible because I may be out of town anyway. Did I mention it's hectic and crazy right now? Or C, I may have to get a whole lot more geek culture than usual to make up for the fact that I didn't have any on this podcast anyway, and there was great rejoicing. Ah! Everybody loves that. Matter of fact, I've got some geek culture. Oh, don't let me forget. Some geek culture I want to share with you that my nephew wrote himself. So you haven't seen it anywhere. Hasn't been out on the net. It's fresh, it's new, and it rocks. So I'm going to try to get permission from him to use it. Oh, dude, it is so good. Anyway, so something to look forward to possibly on the next podcast. Definitely a Game Master segment on the next podcast. Definitely geek culture in the next podcast. Lots of good stuff to look forward to. And at least we got this one well in hand. Gotta love that. Well, I thank you very much for patiently waiting on me to get the podcast done this week with all this crazy stuff that's going on. I want you to write me Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, at Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L dot C-C, and just tell me, it's okay, Dr. Bill. I know how it gets. It's just so hectic. And, you know, you come off of a vacation, you go right into a new job, you got all this stuff going on. Yeah, I know. I'll survive. It's just... Oh! Up, there's the music. It's coming up. Yep, that's it. Time to go. The doctor, as you probably surmised, is out of here.